And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week takes us to the softball program. We're talking with senior Natalie Thompson. So we're kind of reaching the midway point of the season already, as crazy as it sounds. Just what have you made so far of the spring of 2026 for you and your teammates?
Well, we're doing pretty good, I would say. We all get along very well, and we have a lot of fun for each game, each practice, and we just take each contest how it is and learn from each and every win and loss.
But you've won back-to-back games this week to get back over 500 on the season. A nice win over Sherrard on Monday in the conference, and then win on the road Tuesday and beat Princeville handily. So just this week, I mean, what have you liked out of those two performances? Like I said, the game Monday with Sherrard was kind of one of those really fun competitive conference games you came out on top of.
Yeah, the Sherrard game gave us a lot of confidence, and I'm really proud of us to be able to put that together. And then with the Princeville game, it kind of just capped off our week and built our confidence even more because we handled that game so well.
So with your career at Mercer County individually, it's been very successful. Now, this is off the top of my head. I think you hold program records basically in every offensive category you can. Hits, RBI, runs scored, and home runs too. So just what does that mean? And I know, like we've touched on earlier, you're basically at the midway point of your senior season. But to leave a mark on a program like that, I know softball is kind of your thing too. Just what are those records being able to hold that mean to you?
Well, humbly speaking, it's just where hard work gets you. Like, I've done this for 10 years, and I am very proud of myself for these accomplishments. And, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, can you speak a little more just about kind of the softball background for you growing up and maybe what you attribute being able to have, you know, this type of career? What has allowed you to be able to do this, you think?
Well, I started travel ball at 8 years old, and I've always played with girls older than me by about 2 years. When I was 14, I played on an 18U team, and I think that's really helped build my competitive edge and also just having really good coaches growing up as well.
Yeah, and for you, you're a part of a senior group at Mercer County that has played like a ton of softball, especially together at like the varsity level. I think there's five of you that basically play every day, and you know, four I think have basically been in the starting lineup since you guys were freshmen. So what has that been like, kind of growing and playing with the kids you'll be graduating with here next month, as much as you've been able to play together?
Yeah, it really is a blessing to be able to be as close as I am with my teammates as I am. And it's also really cool because I'll get to play with a lot of my travel teammates next year at Blackhawks. So that's really exciting.
So something that we talk about a lot, and this kind of goes off with what you were just saying, but the strength of the conference you get to play in softball. I know, like you touched on there, you know a lot of the kids that compete for the other schools through the travel softball circuit. So, I mean, can you just speak to the competitiveness, like day in and day out? I know, of course, you know, the history that Rock Ridge softball program has, and Riverdale has been so good the last couple of years. Sherrard is always tough. Orion looks like they've taken a step forward this year too. So Just what's it like competing in this conference, you know, two games a week? And then is it fun too, getting to play as high level of teams as you get to?
I mean, yeah, nobody wants to be able to brag about winning against a team that isn't worth playing. So I'm also grateful that we have high competition, and it only makes us better as a team.
So for you, and you've touched on earlier, you'll be playing, you know, softball collegiately, but the high school career is starting to wind down as we near May already, which is crazy how fast it goes, especially, you know, just the spring season. You have, you know, the threat of rainouts and all that type of stuff. So does it feel any different in your senior season as you're getting ready to flip the calendar page to May?
For sure. I mean, it's emotional in all sorts of ways. My parents are very emotional, so yeah, but I'm really ready for this next chapter, but I'm excited to see where we finish off in this high school season.
Yeah, so before you get to that next chapter, just what type of goals do you have for the rest of this season, you know, both maybe individually for you, but also, you know, team-wide?
I mean, just starting off this week, we obviously want to beat Sherrard again. And finishing off the season, we are really reaching for a regional title, and we're just working for that every day.
All right, Natalie Thompson, Mercer County High School senior softball standout, joining us this week. Appreciate the time. You are a fun player to watch. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.